Did you know that RDI Diamonds...
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Is Marlene available, please?
She is. Bear with me here. Let me grab her, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, it's Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. This is Sheila Quinn.
Oh, hey, Sheila. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call and let you know that we're this check has been put in the bank.
Okay.
Okay. My bank and Chase Bank won't give me any information at all.
Oh.
As far as they protect their customers, which I get. But I spoke with my customer. She has sent me a screenshot of this supposedly clearing her account.
Oh.
But we're not going to do anything yet until
okay.
we know for sure because of the fact she could still put a stop payment on it. We don't know her from Adam. She's not
right.
from our area. She's from a different state. So before we actually do anything with this
right.
sale, we want to make sure that everything is legit.
Okay.
So we're going to try to stall her as long as we can to make sure that everything goes through. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up to
sure.
let you know what's going on with this so that you don't keep calling and asking us.
Oh, well, no, he told me today I called him.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that that's what's going on with that, okay?
Okay, and the bank says that you have a couple more days till it goes through.
Well, they won't give me nothing definite. They won't tell me. My bank or... I can't get anything information from her bank at all, period.
Well, you would just see it, though, in your account when it...
Well, that doesn't mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they still can't, yeah, put a, you know, a hold on it or stop payment on it. I mean, once the check clears, I just have to make sure that the check itself clears. Now, she says that it's gone through her account, but we're not setting the stone. We're not doing anything with it until we are positive that the sale is a sale.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So I just wanted to let you know that. And I also wanted to let you know something else. The phone number that you called the other day, the extra phone number?
Hold on. Let me look. Okay. Yep.
Don't ever call that number again. That's a personal phone, and it's not our business phone.
Okay. So I have two numbers. I have, besides your business phone, I have an 815-751-3710.
Don't ever call that number.
Don't call that. And then I also have an 815-556-24640.
No, that's not even our number, but don't call that number either.
So that's
so don't ever use those numbers again because those are our personal numbers. They're not stores. It's nothing store related.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, we just have them in there. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I have
don't call those numbers anymore.
Okay, but the 815, I'm not going to. I'm just saying the 815-562-4640 is no one.
No.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
That's not even a number.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I just like to update the information so we
have. Yeah, just call the 815, the 562, the 2426.
Got it.
And if you don't get us there, then don't call.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.